It's your home for everything movies. The latest releases, reviews, what's hot at the box office, and all things Hollywood. Hollywood.
Thanks to the Forum 6 Tamworth and Wagga Wagga and the Odeon 5 Orange.
It's Talking Flicks with JT and Grant Lee.
Well, hello there. Great to have you along for another Thursday. Talking Flicks, JT and Grant Lee. Mr. Lee, hello. Happy end of the week.
Hello to you, JT. Stay. How good is it? I love Thursdays.
You love Fridays too.
Oh, I love Fridays too, but I actually do love Thursday, not because it's new release day, but I get to spend the day with you.
So nice. I'm so glad. I mean, I don't know how much that's actually true, but anyway, you know, I mean, you're being too nice to me and we're only about 60 seconds in, so I'm really worried.
I would be too.
Yes, exactly. When's the carve-up coming? Now, I noticed that, because usually when we do the podcast, like we both got our choice of beverages, usually you've got the water going on, and I have got that today. Now, so usually I've got I'm usually a Pepsi Max or a Coke Zero guy or something like that. And today you've switched your water out. What do you got over there? There's a bit of bubbles today. You've got a bit of, it looks like Coke.
I've actually got Pepsi today. So I'm drinking. No, I drink full strength. I don't drink stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
It's got no calories, Mr.
It is. It's weird.
Very low calories. Zero sugar.
No, but I can't do the taste. I just don't like the taste. Because this is really weird. I always drink water. When I never drink soft drink, and just been craving soft drink lately. And for you to be drinking water today, not Pepsi Max and all that, it's weird.
But I do like the look of it, got to say. So that's okay. I'll do the podcast and I will have something. I need something to put a bit of pep in my step today. Well, yes.
That's what I need.
Exactly. Anyway, let's talk movies. Coming up, a big show as usual, Mr. Lee. We're going to do some top fives. We've got a bone to pick with you there. We'll come to that a bit later on. A massive week for movies because it's a lot happening. So we've got a lot to unpack there. Mr. Lee will hit the red carpet. He's got some news on Kirsten Dunst. We're a big fan of her on this show, aren't we, on the podcast?
We like her. Yeah, we've got to get her on the podcast.
Oh, it'd be great. You know, she's not as big as she was in Jumanji and stuff, was she? And Spider-Man and that, right? Things have calmed down a little bit now, you know. Like, she's not. We might be able to get her. Well, I don't know. It's possible. Right?
She might need the exposure, let's say.
Yeah, I still don't think she'll take our call. We can always try. hey, the squeaky wheel gets oil, right? we'll talk about Project Hail Mary, Jenna Ortega. That is all coming up. We'll go around the screens and a whole bunch more, but let's get things underway.
Heaps of great movies coming to a cinema near you.
Here's a peek at what's on the big screen this week.
Last weekend, we had special event screenings of Hoppers, so it officially opens today, and can I say they did go off everywhere. It was in the top five last week. Now, this is the new one from Disney Pixar. It is an animated sci-fi comedy, and I have to say, from what people are saying, it is really good. Pixar are back.
They're back, baby. Let's have a listen to Hoppers.
Doc, I need your help.
Mabel, I'm in the middle of class. A class that you are enrolled in.
Sup, Mabel?
Come with me. The traditional methods to understand animals just weren't working. Ugh. But we've done it, Mabel. We created a revolutionary technology that gives us unprecedented access to the animal world. We call it Hoppers.
Huh?
We put this into this.
Yes, yes, this into this.
Mabel!
Be careful!
And they were in the same den.
No.
I understand you.
What you doing, ladies?
This is incredible!
Hey, what's your name, Beaver?
Babel?
You want to live here, you better learn pond rules.
What are pond rules?
Oh, I am clear in the rest of the day. Let's hear it for Mabel, everyone. Rule number one. Don't be a stranger. Looking good, Fran, Tom, Laquan, Tamara, Prudence, Pete, Peter, Petey.
Oh! Yeah, it's crowded, but we're still alive.
Rule number two, when you gotta eat, eat.
How did he get a little crown?
That's your question.
Fellow animals! The humans have stolen their last inch of land from us!
There he is.
We gotta fight back!
She seems to have become a Joan of Arc type rebel leader.
Mabel, we do not use hopping technology to upset the animal world.
She found the button.
The Animal Council has been summoned. The shrill beaver is right.
Yeah!
Their treachery ends here, now!
Yeah!
Let's squish the humans!
Yeah! Wait, squish?
They squish us! Why shouldn't we squish one of them?
I really don't think we need to go all the way to squish.
Squish! Squish!
That was intense.
Everybody here, get out of control.
Ah! Over here!
Your life is in danger. You must do exactly as we say, Harry. Ah! LOL, I mean, Jerry. Drive now, rocket ship.
Toppers.
Oh, that sounds so good, doesn't it? Now, the next one that opened up today is The Magic Faraway Tree. This is an adventure family fantasy. It stars Claire Foyle, Andrew Garfield, and Billy Gladstone. And it's about a family who do a sea change, and they actually go from the city into the countryside. And the three kids find a magical tree, and it is a very extraordinary tree. Let's take a listen.
Dear Grandma, we've moved to the countryside. Dad's crazy plan is infecting the whole family.
I feel like their childhood is slipping away. Polly, the kids need this.
Just remember, don't go in that wood up top. Some folks say it's enchanted. Strange creatures. Floaty lights. Just the usual things.
I didn't say that was very usual.
What is this place?
The Magic Faraway Tree.
It's amazing.
At the top of that ladder are lands that come and go. There's loads.
Except you must leave before the land turns. Otherwise, you'll be stuck there for good. You hear?
She does that a lot.
Oh, you'll have so much fun.
Welcome to the land of goodies.
Sugary fruit punch.
Don't mind if I do. Got quite a kick to it.
Landfestation's here!
Nothing bad can happen there.
Only if they've wished for something silly.
I wish I had someone else's voice.
A wonderful world.
Perfect.
It's just like you said, it's enchanted and wonderful.
Your dad and I just felt like a place like this would bring us all back together again.
Grandma.
I will get them back to the city if it is the last thing I do.
Sorry, guys. Gotta start packing.
You wish to cross the land.
To locate a spell. To save your house from your evil grandma. We know all of this.
You know all that because we just told you it.
All right, no need to get shirty.
Just have this feeling.
Buckle up, guys.
That it might be kind of amazing.
Just you wait.
You, what's your name?
I don't know.
Are you pulling my chain?
There is no way I'm going down that.
Oh boy, it's a tough weekend.
It's
taking
spectaculars, I'm sure you'll agree.
The family to the movies, Mr. Lee. I don't know what to go and see.
There is so much this week.
Well,
it's a massive, massive opening day. So, but how good does that sound? That sounds so much fun.
Enchanting, right? It's just
enchanting. Yeah. That's a great way to describe it. Yeah, you've got it in one. Well, that's good.
Love my enchanting movies. But this is a bit going for something enchanting too. A guy who's got Tourette syndrome, and he just tells it how it is, and like it just. Everything just kind of comes out as it does. It looks like such quite a powerful movie, this one.
Yeah, it certainly does. And Robert Amaya, he won the BAFTA for Best Actor for this movie, which is incredible.
Yeah, it's called I Swear. A guy who's diagnosed with Tourette syndrome, 15. His name's John Davidson. He navigates his way against the odds through his teenage years, which are quite troubled. Let's take a listen.
John, how are you feeling about starting school?
A bit nervous.
You'll be fine. Just keep your head down.
Ladies? I dream of a lady in body. A tale that she...
lost!
Hey! Can't help me! Hey! What is the matter with you, boy?
It's called Tourette's syndrome. Say things that I shouldn't.
John?
I can sit here, but I can help this lad.
Tommy, this is John. Come to have a chat about the vacant position.
Right, I'll give you a rundown of the place.
Give me a pin my hand. Sakes.
Can you make a decent cup of tea?
Oh, I am good at tea.
Are you spunk for milk?
Are you okay with the ticks and the swearing?
What ticks, what swearing?
I can see he's off the medication.
I don't think you are okay.
I don't think Tourette's is the problem. People not knowing about Tourette's is the problem. Hey. Educate them.
I have Tourette's syndrome and it makes me tick.
Who would pretend to have such a condition?
Hey, me.
Remember, no swearing.
That young man over there would not harm a fly, and he makes a damn fine cup of tea.
Spunk for milk.
Spunk for milk.
Now, I will say, Mr. Lee, if you want to go along and see a clean movie, don't expect that, because there was a lot of editing in that trailer. So, yeah, definitely got its MA rating.
Yeah, well, the consumer advice says strong coarse language in suicide scenes. So, yeah. Sounds very powerful. It's those sort of movies that really get you, don't they?
Honesty, heart, and humor. That sums it up. So that is I Swear. Yeah. And one of the movies of the year, even though, you know, I'm sure Mr. Lee's probably got his pick of what. I just think that at the moment, Super Mario Galaxy movie, this is big for the kids. This would be a huge school holiday banger. This is the one I think the families would be going to see in droves, along with Hoppers, obviously, as well. And
yes.
That faraway tree, the magic faraway tree, or whatever it is. That's
the Super Mario. Remember the first one that came out? Oh, it was massive. It was huge.
Did you play it on the Nintendo back in the day? Was that you? Your Super Nintendo? Oh, you didn't do that. Oh,
no,
it wasn't your decade, was it? You were about 50 years.
I was an Atari.
Yeah.
I was Atari.
Oh God.
My kids were. You would have been Mario.
Yeah, I loved it. It was so good. Hours worth of fun. Yeah. Luigi, Mario, Peach, the Princess, Bowser. Yeah, the list goes on. It was a fantastic game. And I'm loving the fact that they're turning this into movies. And the animation on this one, Mr. Lee, looks next level.
It certainly does. Well, Chris Pratt is back. Jack Black is back. Anna Taylor-Joy. It is an all-star cast.
Let's take a listen.
Hey, big guy. You wanted to see us?
Don't move. I'll be right up. Sipping the soup. Cleaning the paint. Boodle-doodle. Boodle-doodle. And also trim the bonsai bush. Here we go. Luigi?
What's up, Mario?
Behold! I made a masterpiece for Princess Peach. What do you think?
Love the colors!
It's trash.
How dare you look at my masterpiece and say that! I'll burn the skin off your bones! Wow. Sorry about that. That's the old Bowser talking. Still working through my demons, I suppose. Anyway, I need my 8 hours or else I really turn into a monster.
Bowser Jr., and I'm gonna be taking my father now!
coming with me.
Yes, it is the Super Mario Galaxy movie, which is out. It came out yesterday, which is, isn't that right?
Yeah, it comes out next week.
Next week. Well, you're confusing me, Mr. Lee. Like, it's not usual you'd put a Wednesday release into the run sheet.
Correct. And this is the thing. It is so unusual to be opening, but I think they want that extra day because, as we know, school holidays officially start next
Thursday.
Yeah. So next Thursday it'll be. And so it's opening the day before the last day of school. So it's just,
so confusing.
Very confusing.
I also missed Othello in there as well. This is part of the live theatre. And then Othello obviously is a classic. Everyone knows about Othello.
Correct, and it was captured live from the Theatre Royal in Haymarket in London. So, they've been very popular.
Okay, well, there you go. That is just some big movies already, and it's about to get bigger because Mr. Lee has a stack of movies to rattle off now, like a shopping list. Take it away, Mr. Lee.
I certainly have. Also playing, we've got Dance for Your Life, Unstead, which is a Bollywood movie, Cold Storage, do you remember The Revenge, which was huge, Epic, Goat, How to Make a Killing, Project Hail Mary, Ready or Not 2, Here I Come, Reminders of Him, Scream 7, Solo Mio, and Wuthering Heights. Check your local cinema website or box office for what screening times.
From every corner of the globe, let's find out what's reigning supreme in your backyard with the Talking Flicks Top 5.
All right, let's do the elephant in the room here. So, a few weeks ago, Mr. Lee, we did the top fives. You sent me to the USA, right?
Yeah.
I refused to do it, okay? And I'm sorry, but Trumpy still hasn't done anything to get back in my good books. And where do you send us again this week? And you send me.
Well, I thought, you might have something that you want to say, I forgive him or something like that, and you really want to go.
We are not going there, Mr. Lee. Okay. We are not going there. I feel the pinch of Donald Trump every time I hop in my car. So and I'm sure we will be feeling that everywhere. So, look, again, for the sake of not getting cancelled in the USA, I'll shut my mouth. But I will give you the top five for the USA because I'm a professional. Okay. Do you agree?
Thank you. I do agree. Okay. You are professional.
Number five for the USA this week is Reminders of Him. Number four is Ready or Not 2, Here I Come. Number three is Durantar, The Revenge. That one's sticking around. Number two is Hoppers. And number one for the USA, Project Hail Mary. How about that? The new Ryan Gosling movie. I could see that.
That's pretty big.
I could see that.
That's pretty big. Yeah, I could too.
Mind you, though, Hoppers, I was expecting another good run as well. So, okay, that's good. I like it.
Yeah, I'm very excited for that top five. Let's have a look at Australia. Number five is Ready or Not, Here I Come. Number four is Reminders of Him. Number three is Goat. Number two is Durandahar, The Revenge, which was one of the biggest Bollywood movies in Australia, which is incredible. So that's really good. And number one for Australia, Project Hail Mary.
Too good. Too good. Yep.
You've got to be happy with that, wouldn't you? If you're Ryan Gosling and the director, you'd be very happy saying, you know what? That's pretty damn good.
So let's see how big it's going to be. That's what I want to see. Now we've got it at number one. Will it be there next week? But you know what? Jeez, that's a big week of movies coming up. I mean, Hoppers back in there. The Magic Faraway Tree. I swear, although maybe even Othello might get a look in as well. So, yes, we'll have to wait and see next week. Where all of those fall in our top fives right now, Mr. Lee, are you ready?
I certainly am. I'm just adjusting my bow tie.
From the red carpet to the big screen and everything in between, it's Talking Flicks, real news.
I was trying to adjust my bow tie.
Yeah, it's a bit not quite straight, but anyway, that's okay. You can get fixed up after you do your segment. The red carpet is yours, Mr. Lee.
Thank you so much. The first thing we're going to talk about is Project Hail Mary. It did take over the whole box office. It has taken over $80 million in its opening weekend so far, which that is absolutely huge. It's one of the biggest openings of a movie for Amazon MGM, which is the new studio that's taken. So that's very, very exciting. And I will just make very quick note, the cardigan that he wears in that movie, everyone wants a piece of it. Like, it was in Wicked for Good, Heated Rivalry. It's been in a lot of shows, that cardigan, and people are loving it. So, which is good.
That's great.
I'd like to have shares in that. Now, some other exciting news. Did you ever get to see The Housemaid?
Yeah, I love that one. That was something out long ago, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, they've just announced The Housemaid 2 is going to be made, and they've got, joining Sydney Sweeney, this time we've got Kirsten Dunst. So she's going to be in Housemaid 2, which is very exciting because it did take over 400 mil in the global box office, which is absolutely huge for that type of movie. I loved it. I thought it was so well done. The ending got me. I did not pick that at all.
Love a good twist. Any movie with a good twist gets me. So, yeah, Kirsten Dunst, that is awesome. And Jenna Ortega, I love Jenna. Do you like Jenna? She's pretty cool. I love Jenna.
Dude, I think she's going to be huge. In years to come, she's going to be she's going to be like Nicole Kidman and, you know, all those. She's going to have so much, basically a lot of power, I think.
I'm so bummed she wasn't in Scream 7. That is a real disappointment. Yeah. But that said, though, I do like the fact that she's going to be in a new thriller remake called The Single White Female.
Yeah, look, this one came out quite a few years ago, and she will be starring in it, and Taylor Russell, and they've got a new writer. It's going to have a whole new fresh outlook. There's going to be new producers, all that, and it is going to be coming out very soon. They're trying to get this moving very fast because they want to get it out. There's been a lot of these thriller horrors coming out, so very exciting. And that's my week on the red carpet.
Get out your calendar as we go around the screens. Here's what's coming up at the 4 of 6 in Odeon 5 Cinemas.
Yes, a couple of weeks on the way. Let's do all the cinemas. Let's do Tamworth, Wagga and Orange. What do you got for us on the calendar?
On April 29, we're having a ladies' movie night for The Devil Wears Prada 2. All tickets receive a goodie bag. I will let you know that Wagga has sold out already and Tamworth is very close.
Oh my God. Yeah. Okay. Well done, Wagga. That's great. Yeah.
Yeah. Wagga actually sold out in a couple of days, which that's huge. And we've only got a handful of tickets left ourselves.
I reckon it's the goodie bag. Yeah.
Yep.
Got some good stuff in there.
Yeah.
I'm still waiting for mine. I know you said you're going to get me one. So I want a goodie bag. I want a Devil Wears Prada 2 goodie bag.
I can see you with a bit of eyeliner on, a bit of lippy and all that. Yeah.
I didn't say I was going to use it, right?
Sorry.
Give it to the missus, you know? Yeah.
As we said, we've got the National Theatre on this Sunday, but we've also got one on May 10 for All My Sons, which is very exciting. And then Orange on March 29 and April 1 have No Other Choice, which is the Orange Film Society movie. And it will be starring a lot of interesting people. It's all about people being laid off in a very hard job market.
That is what's happening around the screens. But next week on the big screen is the drive. Now, we do have, remember, Super Mario out on Wednesday. So don't forget that. That's, not Thursday. Wednesday, you can go and see it a day early before the next release, which is the drama, which is Zendaya, Robert Pattinson. Oh, I like this, the look of this one, Miss Lee. A happily engaged couple, they're put to the test when an unexpected turn sends their wedding week off the rails. Yeah.
But you know what? That would be every bridezilla's nightmare, wouldn't it?
Yeah, no.
Wouldn't that be awful? Oh,
you just don't want that.
No, you don't want that. And as we all know, Zendaya just got married recently to Tom Holland, so this is right down her alley, so she would know.
Look at you with all your goss news. Of course you remember that because you are the man, right? Real news.
I am. Exactly right. I know it all. And as you said, JT, don't forget, Mario will open this Wednesday, not next Thursday.
Yes.
So, because it does. It really throws me out when we have a movie that opens not on a Thursday.
No, you wouldn't be used to that. So, yeah. And so next week we're getting ready for Easter, right? So, yeah, next Thursday we'll be all in Easter mode. We'll be bringing out the Easter eggs. So make sure you come along and join us for a bit of fun next Thursday. But in the meantime, tomorrow we do have our Flixster on. We are reviewing Project Hail Mary, the new Ryan Gosling film. 80 mil at the box office since its release last week. So looking forward to hearing about that from our Flixster, Mr. Lee. It's going to be good fun.
Wow. It is. I can't wait. I really want to hear all about it and see how he thought or she thought. So, because we can't give it away who it is, can we?
No, it's top secret.
Secret.
Yes. That's a bit creepy. Wow. First you're saying I'm wearing eyeliner, now you're doing secret. Well, that's... Yeah, okay.
Yeah, there's something you want to tell us?
Yeah, you're the one doing it. maybe you might pinch a few of those goodie bags. Okay. Where'd they all go, Grant?
I don't know. As he walks in with his eyeliner on.
Hey, we don't judge on this podcast.
No, we don't.
We definitely don't.
We don't judge.
100%. Glad you're looking at me like that. Well, we are back tomorrow. In the meantime, if you do want to be a talking Flixster as well, should point out as well, you can go online, Mr. Lee, to the website and register there, right?
Yeah, it's so easy. Just go to our website, forum6.com.au or odn5.com.au. There's a little banner that says Talking Flicks, and you just click on, tell us what type of movie you like, and we'll send you off to the movies for free.
Easy peasy. There you go. And Mr. Lee's credit card will fund that. So make sure you hop on it. Yes. We'll send you off to see something. You can come on and do a review for us. We're getting out of here, Mr. Lee. It's time to go.
It certainly is. I will see you tomorrow, bright and early.
Yeah, bright and early again. Do you like the happy music?
I like it.
And you know what? You have been very good today. You haven't picked on me as much.
I have not picked. And no. You know what? You were on edge the whole time thinking I was going to do something and I didn't.
Sweating.
So I'm very happy.
I'm not going to lie. Well, that's great because I get to push this button and close the podcast and it's going to end on a positive note today. So that's great.
It will. Have a great day. Bye for now from me.
Bye.
Want more Talking Flicks? Get your fix with every episode anywhere, anytime. Just search Talking Flicks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, forum6.com.au or odn5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.